Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Jonathan Wilson. We're continuing our conversation. We started out on Lent, but let's kind of continue. But let's first start with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for this day and for this time together. We thank you that you have entered into our life, that you have allowed us to come to a knowledge of you and to grow ever closer to you. We ask, O Lord, that from the little start that you have given us in knowing you, that we might ever grow closer to you and share in that eternal life with you. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Father, we started our conversation on Lent, but one of the themes of this show is conversion. And as all of us are called to be disciples, that call to disciple is discipleship is built into our conversion. And so I'm kind of maybe we might say mildly obsessed with this idea of conversion or coming to know Jesus or things like that. And one of the main reasons is so that we might see the human face of this.
Right.
That everyone's conversion experience or coming to know of Jesus or however you might want to phrase it is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps us to acknowledge, you know, and to recognize this experience in our own life. Mm-hmm. The second purpose, of course, is not only to help us to understand our own conversion, but to communicate that to others, which is the core of our witness, is mm-hmm. how the Lord broke into our life, how we came to know him, and how it's changed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we might chit-chat a bit about your own conversion and how you came to know the Lord.
Thank you, and I'm honored to be here. That's a big topic, right? My conversion. And of course, being a priest, I'm going to bring my own thoughts about what conversion is mm-hmm. to this. And so I would say, first of all, I think my conversion is ongoing, you know, that the Lord continues to work in my life and in my priesthood. It didn't end when I was ordained. And so that's an exciting thing too, because it's not something that's like a past event for me, but it's very much as well a present reality. But I think about my life, how did I become a priest, right? What was it in my life that led me to be open to a call to the priesthood? Certainly there were definite things that happened that are part of my, if you will, my conversion story. Where does it begin, right? I was thinking about this because I knew we were going to be talking today. I'd like to say perhaps for all of us, it began for me when I was baptized as an infant, right, with the gifts of faith, hope, and love, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I can look back at my life and say, how did those gifts, how were they nurtured? How were they activated? How did they grow? Who were the people that helped to pull them out of me, right? So I think of my second grade teacher, Mrs. Sechrist at St. Agatha. She had a great love for the Holy Eucharist, a great love for Jesus. In when I made my first communion, I knew that this was the greatest day of my life. And I knew that because I had a great teacher who loved the Lord and who communicated faith. I think for me growing up, it was a normal growing up, going to Mass with my family, going to St. Agatha School. It wasn't that there were things out of the ordinary, but faith was an ordinary part of my life.
I like a couple of the points. I love this, you know, beautiful testimony. A couple points that really strike me from this. First of all, is the ongoing nature of conversion, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. which is kind of fitting. You know, last we were talking about Lent.
Yeah.
And the catechism in the section on the sacrament of confession, it talks about the initial conversion of baptism. Mm-hmm. That whether we're an infant or not, there is a conversion that happens at baptism. But then also there is this interior conversion, which is ongoing, which I think Lent really helps us to be reminded of, that this process is ongoing. We have this concupiscence, this inclination to sin, mm-hmm. even after baptism, which requires an ongoing conversion.
Yes. Yeah, and that we're a work in progress,
mm-hmm.
and I've heard the phrase that the Holy Spirit is the architect of our sanctity. And so that consoling fact that the Holy Spirit wills our growth in holiness and never gives up on us, even when we put up blocks, but it's a constant invitation to spiritual growth.
The other thing that really strikes me is your second grade teacher, and that there are these people, and they may not be major characters in our life. Mm-hmm. Often they're minor characters, but if you read Shakespeare, it's really the minor characters that make the stories, you know? But in this sense that all of us have these figures which the Lord has placed in our life to kind of inspire us to initiate conversion or to kind of disciple us or mentor us, you know?
And at the time, it seemed so normal.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can look back and realize there was something special because my memory of my first communion is so clear in my mind. And that memory is because of the normalcy, right, of a great teacher. And, now, and I want to say as well, my family, my parents, which I will talk about that.
Yeah, and I was getting ready to actually say, knowing you, I know how important your family has been in your own conversion. But if you're tuning in, this is Welcome. This is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Jonathan Wilson, and we're talking about his own conversion. And as I was saying, Father Wilson, I know how important your family is to you. I mean, family should be important to everyone, but how vital it has been for your own faith life and your own conversion.
So we're sitting here in the studios of St. Gabriel Radio, and we have just randomly images of the Sacred Heart, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think of my grandfather, my grandpa Klett, who was part of the Men in the Sacred Heart in Cincinnati. When I would go down to visit my grandparents in Cincinnati, they had images of the Sacred Heart, sacred images in their home. That legacy of faith that was passed on from my grandparents to my mom and then my dad as a convert to me is huge. You know, that's a big part of my life. And I got to see my own parents in their ongoing conversion and growing up as the faith became more important to them. It also became part of who we were, you know, our whole identity as a family. So that process of my parents' growth in faith and then how they brought that home, starting to pray a Sunday rosary, you know, being willing to be different from other families and friends, that sense that God was our priority, that's huge. Without their yes to the Lord, I know that I don't see how I could have made or begun to make mine.
And ideally, the family is the place for, at least in the life of children, their conversion to take place. And one of the, I think, fears or anxieties that I hear often, you know, and at least in my life as a priest, are parents who, looking back, realize that maybe they weren't the best it enabling a conversion experience or for the faith to be handed on. Is it too late for maybe older couples or, you know, where their kids have grown up for the family to be an agent of conversion?
Absolutely not, right? So that's the part of the gift of the family is as an instrument of conversion. So is the fact that we know our family members. We know that they're imperfect. We know that they're, you know, hopefully struggling to be good. And when we see a family member go through an authentic conversion at any age, it strikes us, you know. And I think it also opens something up for us to make our own yes. You know, seeing particularly, I would say my, you know, as a boy growing up, seeing my dad, that meant a lot, you know, because we look up to our dads and we kind of like, we want to be men. And so they kind of define for us, what does it mean to be a man? And sometimes we have false ideas that to be religious is not manly or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And so the point being is that our dads can open things up for us. Our moms can in terms of faith at any age, for sure. Yes. And conversion itself, you know, in my own life, I would say is we just try to wrap up, so to speak, is certainly the witness of others, starting with my family, certain key events in my life that reminded me that life is short, and that ultimately the important thing to do is to love the Lord. And then people who invited me to make decisions for Christ, whether it was through youth ministry, faith-enriching events like weekends where we could go away, things like that. Is there any one thing? No. But I would say, look back, I see the Lord's constant presence in my life, his constant invitation through very ordinary means. And in that call that my heart said, here is what I'm longing for, one step at a time.
And it's beautiful that the full scope of our conversion story, of what has happened to us, I don't think we get the sense until the very end, until we're at the final resurrection and we look back and see how it was all connected.
Pope John Paul II described his ordination of the priesthood as a gift and a mystery. And I think in that sense, our growing conversion is also a gift and a mystery.
Excellent. Well, let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this opportunity to be with Father Wilson and to speak to him. We ask that you continue to bless his ministry and bless all those who are touched by his priesthood. We ask, O Lord, that you strengthen and renew us and open our hearts to a deeper and ongoing conversion. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. And with me today has been Father Wilson, Jonathan Wilson, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. And until next time, peace and all good.